If you're a runner or a triathlete, the chances are pretty good that you've been injured at some point. If you haven't, well then lucky you. I think between myself and my husband, who is an Ironman competitor, we've managed to cover all the injury food groups, from neck and shoulders to lower back, knees, hips, quads, hamstrings, calves, shins, and feet. Almost all of these injuries, however, healed within a couple of weeks, with a little rest, some stretching, and a generous supply of ice and anti-inflammatories. Runners are usually pretty good when it comes to diagnosing themselves and others, and a lot of times they're spot on. I remember years ago suffering from plantar fasciitis. That's the sharp pain you feel at the bottom of your foot, caused by irritation and swelling of the thick tissue there. I didn't go to a doctor. I sought advice instead from Tom Fleming. He's a two-time winner of the New York Marathon, who owned a running store in my area at the time. I did everything he told me to do and was back running pain-free in no time at all. I sought advice from many people when my left hip, that is, started bothering me during marathon training last summer. I took all of their suggestions, which included running through the pain, before finally seeing an orthopedist. It turned out I had a torn hip labrum and needed surgery. It's hard to know when to see a doctor after an injury, but here are some general rules of thumb. If the pain hasn't gone away with 2 weeks of rest, ice, elevation, and compression. If the pain interferes with everyday life, like walking, going up and down stairs, or into and out of cars. If the pain prevents you from having a good night's sleep. And if the pain continually returns when you run. So think of it this way: the quicker you can get help, the quicker you can get better and back on the road.